But should the minimum wage be increased again? Yes, say trade unions. No, counter-employers. Brian Mahan, this debate, where is it coming from today?
It's coming from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions who have made this call. I think it's €2 now, another €2 increase in another 2 years. And then in parallel with that, we have the national, I think, living wage, which is due to be implemented by 2026, which I think is 60% of the median wage. I mean, look, obviously, ICTU unions and a lot of workers and a lot of people around the country would say, I'd absolutely love that money in my back pocket, in my paycheck at the end of the month. But then obviously, you know, you have the ISMEs of the world, the IBEX and the businesses who say, well, we have enough costs as it is to increase the minimum wage again.
So a €4 rise by January 2025 is what ICTU wants. What do you think, Rita Cronin?
Well, what Sinn Féin proposed in our alternative budget there last year was an increase of 140 for January of this year, 140 for the following year and 140 for the next year, which would be an increase of 420. We believe the minimum wage should come up to the living wage. When I'm speaking to small businesses across my constituency in North Kildare, they're quite clear as well, you know, that they want their employees to be able to afford the services or the products that they're selling. Like people working in Super Value should be able to afford to do the shopping in Super Value. People need to earn a decent wage to be able to keep the economy going, basically.
From some businesses that they perhaps won't be able to take the cost of an increase in the minimum wage?
I was on the Gender Equality Committee, and we discussed this, and we had employers' representatives in, we had trade unions in. No matter, IBEC or employers' representatives will always come out and say that, if you increase the minimum wage, you know, it'll lead to job losses and all this. And it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, because what happens is when people earn a decent wage, they can afford to spend their money in their communities. They can afford to avail of services that employers are giving, and things, you know, the sky never falls in.
Breed Smith, what do you think? Because European Commission figures would show Ireland has one of the highest minimum wages in Europe.
European Commission figures would also show that Ireland is one of the most expensive places to live, particularly when it comes to renting, when it comes to energy, when it comes to food. Our costs are very, very high. It is needed by young workers. I have a nephew living with me. He's 25, highly qualified, did his degree, and he's working away, really loves his job, on the minimum wage. And I don't know for how long he's going to be on that. He could not afford to live in an apartment or to live independently. And he's typical of so many hundreds of thousands of young workers and other workers as well. The Iceland strike, which happened last week, was all about pay and conditions. Many of the women I know who work in Iceland, the supermarket chain, are still on the minimum wage after 15 and 20 years working there.
But this is supermarkets immoral. In the retail forum with Neil Richmond 2 weeks ago blamed the rise in the minimum wage for some of the rising prices of groceries. That's what they told the minister.
Of course they did, but that is not the fact. The fact is that workers produce profit for those for whom they work. And that profit is going through the roof for the supermarkets, for the food industry, for the energy companies. And not to recognise their entitlement to a decent living wage is utterly immoral. And ICTU say it, they need to go and fight for it.
So when would you want to see that increase? They're looking for €2 January 2024 and €2 January 2025.
Good enough. If we can get that, it'd be brilliant. But I don't see how, in the teeth of opposition from ISMI and IBEC, that either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael are going to concede to that demand without a struggle.
Barry Andrews.
Well, I mean, if we listen to ISMI, there would be no minimum wage, and there would have not been huge increases. Well, not, there were significant increases last year and the year before in the minimum wage. If we listen to ISMI, there were increases, and we have now this, I think, the fifth highest minimum wage in the EU. And I do accept Breed's point that there is a higher cost of living in Ireland, and that's why the government has set up a procedure here, where the Low Pay Commission will deliver a report and recommendation in July of this summer, and that will inform the government's decision about the increase in the minimum wage. But the government is committed, as you said at the opening, to deliver on a living wage, which is 60% of the median, by 2026. And I think that's what I'd just like to say is what it does is it strikes the balance between, on the one hand, not ignoring what ISME has to say, because they you know, they have the lived experience of dealing with this, but providing business with the certainty and the visibility of exactly where we're going, so they can make strategic business plans
You're
for the future.
You're talking of a report for July that will go to government and consideration thereafter. But for with food and fuel rising beyond what anyone could expect, there'll be people listening right now who perhaps are on the minimum wage and would despair listening to your answer there.
I'm not so sure that there will be despair. I think there's been a lot of increases in our minimum wage over the last few years, and you know, I think the demand was for a 17% increase. Where we're going is beyond that. It's going to have be the most competitive minimum wage. And I think the reality of the market right now is where you have unemployment at 3.4%. In this economy, a lot of employers are paying above the minimum wage because it's so difficult to get staff at the moment. So I think we need to get a correct balance here, but have regard to the cost of living, yes, but also competitiveness and the unemployment rate that prevails at the given time. That's what will inform the criteria that the low pay commission will have consideration to when they make their recommendation in July.
Just two quick points. There's 164,000 workers on the minimum wage. That's not a few people. And there's also the statement Barry made there that this will be increased by 2026. We'll have a new parliament well before that. So it's easy to make a commitment to do something when the government will change and you don't know whether you're going to be able to uphold that commitment or not. So those are glib kind of statements that by 2026 this will be implemented after an election.
We shouldn't have climate targets for 2030 and 2050 because there'll be a new parliament.
Legally bound by them because we have a Climate Act, because you're legally bound no matter who's in government. But the point is that these paltry increases, which you say are significant, have been way too low for workers to live a dignified life and are considerably way too low in a cost of living crisis.
There was a means, or there was a pathway for employers who said that they couldn't afford the increase in the minimum wage. Was it the low pay commission to go to the local, and nobody went? They could all the employers could afford to increase the minimum wage. So, you know, that's it's a moot point.
Are you really sure that small businesses won't close if there is a rise in the minimum wage, in particular in rural Ireland? Several got in touch with my colleague Claire Byrne this morning when she was discussing this, and they were expressing fear that if there is an increase, they won't be able to operate.
Business people, though, are well able to make their businesses work. And the fact of the matter is, if you can't afford to pay your staff a decent wage, if your staff can't earn enough to be able to use your products, buy your products, buy your service, then your business really isn't, it's really not viable, is it?
Well, I guess this is kind of the split in the economy. You have, as Breed said, these companies who are making enormous profits. And then you do have the high street or the retailer or the smaller shops in rural Ireland who are put to the pin of their collar and do have an awful lot of additional costs and regulatory burdens that the government has imposed. They are good things in general for society, but does the business have to take the burden of those costs? Yes, they do. And that is why you had people ringing into Claire Byrne today about it.
And the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, Breed Smith, his message a few weeks ago was we expect to see real wage growth again. Inflation is averaging at around 5%. He says the minimum wage has gone up by 7.8% and wages are going up as well on average by more than 5%. That's a pretty rosy picture, he would argue.
Yeah, but the average is not telling the real picture for the workers I just mentioned, the 164,000 on the minimum wage, but also for a lot of load paid workers. They are still suffering a pay cut.
Coming hot on the heels after an 80 cent an hour rise last year, is it not too quick to be re-examining this issue?
No, I don't believe so, because you have to examine it in the circumstances in which people live. It's not just a thing that's out there in a bubble all by itself. Plus, when you look at the average loss to workers over the cost of living crisis, about 4,000 a year that they've lost in real income, but their wages have not gone up to match inflation.
Barry Andrews.
Well, I think the approach by the government in this is the correct and balanced way, which is to give the Low Pay Commission the opportunity to canvass opinion from both the private sector and from trade union groups, and to have regard to the fixed criteria so that on the one hand, we can address the cost of living issues that arise for people on very, very low pay, but also that we can have regards to the competitiveness issue so that our businesses can make strategic plans about how they're going to be able to...
With inflation gone to what it is, the lowest of the low-paid workers, as Breed Smith, are worse off than they were 2 years ago.
But let's not forget that inflation impacts businesses too. They rely, you know, the cost of living and the cost of inputs into... SMEs in particular has been really, really difficult, whether it's energy prices for SMEs. And you know, when we do go to add another cost to an SME that's employing these people, we don't want to push them over the edge. And that's why the Low Pay Commission, which has the expertise, which has the correct input in terms of a balance of opinions, is able to make a recommendation that the government can make the relevant adjustments on an annual basis to the minimum wage that strikes the right balance.
We've just... the other day voted without debate, I complained about that, to maintain the subsidy to businesses for their energy costs. We also have kept the for the hospitality sector, the VAT rate at 9%. It's not like nothing has been done for them. Now, I do have sympathy for small local firms that are struggling. Absolutely, of course. But ISMI doesn't, and IBEC in particular, doesn't just represent the small guys. It also represents some of the very, very large companies. And they too exploit the minimum wage, like the example I gave you earlier on, to a huge degree. And this has to be sorted out. Otherwise, we're going to leave workers lagging way behind. Yeah. And as Rita said, they get paid, they put it back into the economy.
I am embarrassed sitting here talking about people not being able to get an increase in their minimum wage. None of us here are on the minimum wage. Are you really telling people who are earning the minimum wage that they're to wait? Like, this is...
It's an annual adjustment rate, Rita.
No, there's 2.3 has to work. People have to have money to be able to spend in the economy.
There's 2.3 million people in employment in this country. You mentioned there's 164,000 on the minimum wage. Half of them are under 24.
And that makes it right?
No. What I'm saying is that...
If an employer can't afford to increase the minimum wage, there is a mechanism for them to go to the Low Pay Commission and to make their case. But
that doesn't mean to say that businesses are able to absorb this.
It
doesn't follow that because they're making an appeal.
We can look at it.
And can I also say that ISMI...
Go on, yeah.
People on the minimum wage are entitled to an increase. We're in the grip of a cost of living crisis. People can't afford to save for house. People can't afford to keep a roof over their head. People can't afford to keep food on the table. And you're telling them that
Would you abolish the low pay commission and set aside all of this?
I would make it a living pay commission. That's what I'd make it.
Living pay commission.
Yes.
That okay, well, the government has committed to a living wage by 2026.
And if you know...
I know that, you know, there will be another parliament. If work doesn't pay,
it's the government are the ones who have to pick up the
tab. We've had an annual increase in 2021, in 2022. We've had an annual increase, and we will continue to increase up to 2026. But we'll do it in a structured way so that the very small firms and the businesses that have to pay these minimum wages
and the Sinn Féin proposal is to do it over
have a visibility.
Period.
Well, do it
lots to run on this one, and lots of you getting
year.
In touch now as well. As well as a minimum wage, there should also be a maximum wage.
Absolutely.
And we should also raise the minimum wage, but why not raise tax bans in line with it? And another person here getting in touch, a plague in all your houses at this desk. It says, TDs should all have to live on the minimum wage for a month, see how they get on. And another one here, there are many workers whose level of wages in the multinational supermarkets are so low that they're in receipt of family income support. One more example of a government subsidy to the corporates.